the bravest and most creative sounds from around the world. Something More with Tim Scheel on Triple J.
It's Sunday night on Triple J. You're listening to Something More with Tim Scheel, and this is the sound of Zeekin. His album Skyline Death came out just before the end of last year. It's a very impressive, eclectic record with a ton of fascinating collaborators. Joining me in the Triple J studio tonight, it's Justin, a.k.a. Tim. Zeekin. Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. I got to ask you, this is a bit embarrassing, but Zeekin, am I kind of saying that right?
Yeah, I guess you're probably the closest Westerner to ever pronounce that right. It's Zeekin in Cantonese, but don't even bother.
Okay. Don't even bother. Seriously?
No, yours is the closest thing I've ever heard. So.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, Justin.
Yeah. Thank you.
Congratulations on putting this record out. It's taken me a bit to get you in on the show, but I'm so glad you could come in and talk to me about it because it's such a fascinating project. Can you talk to me about sort of, you know, how you got involved with music and where you kind of started?
I started as a saxophone player kind of a long, long time ago.
Right on.
played with kind of weird jazz experimental groups. My mom was a violin player, so that was kind of always there. Eventually, I kind of got sick of the saxophone and just started doing things on a laptop like most other people. It was fun, you know, I had to play shows. I remember at Oxford Art Factory, like some being booked for free for some early Chet Faker show, which was really strange.
Right.
And I mean, he's doing weird stuff now. So, but I try to leave that memory in the past.
If you saw an early Chet Faker show back in the day, you might have seen an early incarnation of Zeekin. That's amazing.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, this album, Skyline Death, like the electronic production on this record is really incredible. Going into it, did you have a sense of what kind of sound you were trying to go for? Because for me, it's quite, I don't know, futuristic and sci-fi. Do you feel like those are kind of tropes that work for your music, or is that not quite right?
Sci-fi is something I kind of stay away from. I guess it's,
yeah.
To me, it sounds nostalgic. To me, it sounds like, Asian trance. It sounds like kind of EDM festivals.
Yeah.
It sounds like, soundtracks from Bullet Hells. The little snippet that you played is actually kind of samples from a movie called God of Gamblers. It's an old Hong Kong movie where basically they kind of, they're gambling, they're playing poker, they kind of rub their hands together and the cards change suit. So all of those kind of memories are threaded throughout the record. It's kind of like something you would drift to, something you would drive down the M5 to or Parramatta Road to. That's kind of how I see it.
The album features collaborators from across Asia. You've got people from Seoul, Hong Kong, Kuala Lumpur and Singapore, all littered throughout this record. You're going to introduce us to some of these artists in a sec, but I'm just curious, how did you go into this project with that in mind, that you really wanted to highlight emerging Asian artists? And if so, how did you find these artists?
There was kind of, I really wanted to put together the pieces of Asia in one project, you know, kind of see how Southeast Asia is connected to East Asia, try and find the vocalists that can do that as well. The instrumentals are from like 2013, 2014, so they're pretty old. And a lot of them started as a very different thing. And then when I sent demos to certain vocalists, they would sing something over it and I would strip everything back and rewrite it. For some of the vocalists, like Alice Vicious, I was a fan. She used to make music under the name Livy on YouTube, and she used to cover Omarion and Kid Ink and all these kind of American R&B things. She actually co-wrote this song by Timin from Shiny called Drip Drop. It's a huge song. I opened my fader mix with an edit of that song.
Yeah.
And when I got in touch, it was kind of just like having her sing on that song was such a dream. So a lot of them are people that I've really admired. And then we just kind of kept trading ideas, and I stripped them back and stripped them back and made them less electronic and kind of more R&B.
Mm. Let's hear a bit of Alice Vicious on this Zeekin track, BTFL.
Gonna make a twist with the devil tonight. Touching.
What a voice.
Alice, yeah, she's...
Yeah, this is amazing.
Went karaoke with her recently in Seoul. And like, no it's way. Like standing... She was singing Mariah Carey and just standing next to someone who can sing that well is just kind of intimidating.
Wow, K-pop karaoke in Seoul Mariah Carey. So, you know, Alice Vicious appears a couple of times on your album. You know, her involvement here is so exciting. Do you think that that will lead to some awareness in Seoul and maybe in some of these other countries about your project, about the record? Will you tour maybe as well?
Yeah, I've played. I always like going to those cities and finding the same kind of scenes in those cities. You know, I think there's an assumption with Asian countries that they're, or Asian cities, that they're, you know, it's all about K-pop or J-pop or, you know, the music's really cute and cuddly and sexy there. People forget that there is still an underground in these countries and that there are still scenes that are small and there are 50 people in the club, kind of like in Sydney or whatever. So I love going there because it feels like when I meet the crews that are underground there, it feels like I'm at home again.
Yeah.
And it feels like I'm just playing to a crowd of people who understand it, but they kind of look like you as well, which is really, which is so relieving.
Yeah, I've got Zeekin in the Triple J studio with me tonight. We're talking about his album, your debut album, Skyline Death, which is such a great kind of experimental R&B record with all of these really fascinating collaborators from different countries. Let's play a track in full. You need to tell me about this grime MC, whose name I unfortunately also need help with.
Oh, yeah, Qatar Nissin.
Qatar Nissin, okay. That's actually pretty easy. So tell me a little bit about Qatar Nissin, and we might hear this track in full, I reckon, because it's amazing.
Yeah, I heard him on some kind of London grime stuff. So I think there was a time when a lot of grime producers were going out to Japan and finding out that they were really into grime, like straight, heavy kind of British stuff. And then I connected with him. And Japanese has such a kind of weird cadence to it as well. It's kind of, he's from Hyogo near Kyoto. It has a weird cadence where you're, it kind of jumps around a lot. It's kind of not like English. It doesn't work like the English accent or the British accent. So when it hits grime, it just sounds so jagged and kind of so angular.
Yeah.
Makes it hard to engineer, but really fun to listen to.
All right. So listen to this and appreciate how much time went into making this sound good. No, man, it sounds great. It's Zeekin on Triple J tonight.
Yeah, Qatar Nissin, Zeekin.
This is Tim Scheel with Something More, Triple J.
That is Qatar Nissin, a grime MC from Hyogo in Japan, collaborating with Zeekin, Sydney producer, who joins me on Triple J tonight, Justin, aka Zeekin. Yeah, is there a big grime scene? You mentioned that there are kind of Japanese MCs heading to London being influenced by that sound. Is that a thing that's happening in all of these cities that you kind of have connected to on this record?
It's weird because I think Asian cities, well, everyone picks up on a trend at a different time in history. Grime is nothing new.
Yeah.
And it's had its own renaissance in Australia as well. Like people forget about when Wiley used to do kind of summer festivals with wearing my Rolex, but all this kind of stuff comes back. And in Asia, I think it comes back in a weird way because they don't speak the language and they need to kind of find their own pockets and need to find genres that work with their language and genres that they can play with. Not all kinds of rap really work with Japanese or Korean or Chinese. With Chinese rap, you actually completely erase the tonality of it. Something like Mandarin has four tones. Cantonese has like eight and up tones. It doesn't really work when you're rapping because, you know, rapping is or singing is melodic and you erase the kind of melodicness of the language. So the meaning becomes different. So, you know, each genre and each city, they take time to find themselves.
Let's hear the title track from the album. It's called Skyline Death. Where does the name for the album come from, Justin?
Yeah, there's an amazing picture of this skyline kind of crashed on the side of the road somewhere. And there's this dude in a hoodie, his eyes are blacked out, and he's just kind of standing so proudly at the crashed skyline, as if it's like an achievement.
Right.
I crashed my car, my parents' Civic, a couple of years ago, when I was moving out of house. And that moment of just kind of like metal colliding on metal, and that kind of speed was just such an exciting thing I wanted to see in an album. Or kind of, you know, car races are good, you know, drifting is great. I know Underworld did a drifting thing recently, but car crashes is just something I wanted to explore as well.
Right.
I mean, everyone's in them.
Yeah. And what happened with you? Like, how did your parents respond to the use?
My dad was happy because it got written off and he could buy a new car.
Right on. What do your parents make of this project? Are they into it?
Yeah, my mum likes it because, you know, she studied microbiology and then became a violinist for the opera and ballet orchestra. So it was kind of like, it was like nice to see music come back to the family. The rest of my family is pretty kind of Chinese and they don't really care. You know, as long as it's something that keeps you happy, that's fine.
Yeah. Do you see like this, a project like this, as sort of an explicit way to kind of represent your own sort of Asian Australian background, or is it more just whatever's come naturally to you?
Yeah, I think it is explicit. It's hard because, you know, with someone like my parents, or with, you know, a lot of people from that migrant generation, they have to express their identity really obviously. You know, it's like they work at a Chinese restaurant, they own a Chinese restaurant, you know, they have to conform to these things. They stop speaking their language because they need to speak English to fit in.
Yeah.
For us, it's a bit weirder. It's things like drift racing. It's things like K-pop and J-pop. Things like playing magic cards at lunch. All these are things that are kind of Asian Australian, but you don't really notice it. We spent our entire lives trying to stop being Asian when we were young, and it's only until we hit like 26 or 27 that we start trying to re-embrace that again. No one to blame but myself. By myself, all these voices in my head, feeling like a self shit. Don't know if I really wanna make it home alive. Freedom to remorse that comes when I'm alone at night. Tears up to my eyes, yeah. I've got Zeekin with me on Triple J tonight. We're talking about his debut album, Skyline Death. And on this track, a Singapore singer called Slow Down. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you've worked with Slow Down a little bit, yeah?
Slow Down, a couple of tracks, yeah. These songs started so differently and so weirdly. I think I had to kind of bring them back a little bit, not make them as weird, and try to make them more radio-friendly, I guess.
Okay.
I always think in the back of my mind, like, would Triple J care about this?
Really?
Would FBI care about this? You know, like, is it radio-friendly enough, or is it too weird?
Wow, that's interesting, Justin, that you would say that. Hey, can I just, I'm just going to butt in here and say that for anyone listening, making music, follow your own path, all right? You don't necessarily need to think about whether Triple J or other radio stations are going to play it. But it's nice that you're thinking of us, Justin. I appreciate that. we're talking through some of these amazing collaborators you found for your album. Tell me about Lil Asian Thicky.
Oh, I like the name. The name means a lot.
Yeah.
She is an amazing Hokkien rapper from KL in Malaysia.
Right.
And the designer Eric Hu, who works with Eternal Dragons, he kind of put me on. He was just like, yo, we need to get her on a track. Sent me the SoundCloud. That was it. Sometimes it's as simple as that. We've never met her. We've had a few phone calls. That's kind of about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes these things just happen.
Let's have a listen. I see you skipping class, face with all them tags. Ain't vegan yet, fold before I wear. Cutting hair, white flow, what's the point? But I love the beat, not at home. Got the beef, but I don't. Make me feel like shit, home, but I feel like shit. Come around, wanna keep doing this. This is Something More on Triple J on a Sunday night with Tim Scheel, and Zeekin is with me talking through his debut album, Skyline Death. All of these artists are new to me, Justin, and I'm so excited to kind of go down the rabbit hole and join up some of the connections between them and through other artists like Alice Vicious, Little Asian Thicky,
yeah.
Katana Sin. It feels like you've opened a door into a whole other world or multiple worlds on your album, which is such a cool thing to do.
I'm so glad about that because, you know, these people are starting their scenes. You know, Liu Asian Thicky's got her own night as well. Mm. You know, Slowdown's got his own groups and collectives. You know, one of his producers is the main writer for Bohan Phoenix. So, you know, it's good that people can kind of connect on one level and say, oh, people in Malaysia are making music. And then kind of take it a step from that as well, yeah. And discover more from that as well.
And hopefully it means you've got couches you can crash on in Seoul, Hong Kong, Kuala Lumpur, Singapore.
except the houses there are kind of like less than a studio. So sometimes it's, yeah, it doesn't work. Well, like I guess you can share a futon, but it's like pretty uncomfortable.
Well, thanks so much for coming in and sharing this album. I'm sure we'll be playing it more on the show in future weeks. And yeah, good luck with the rest of the year. What's next for your project?
Just probably go back to my day job.
That's real, though. That is real.
Yeah, working. Oh, we're actually putting out a compilation for Lunar New Year's. Eternal Dragons is putting out this weekend or this Friday, so that will be nice.
Yes.
Same kind of thing. Lots and lots of kind of Asian producers from around the world.
Great.
All edits and bootlegs.
That sounds fantastic. Zeekin's debut album, Skyline Death, is out now through your record label, Eternal Dragons.
Electronic music and beyond.
This is Tim Scheel with Something More on Triple J.